Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm John Siantan with Evening News. The headlines. Awareness and sensitization on open network for digital commerce held in Kohima. India condemns China for repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. Union Defence Minister Singh says disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. And senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reiterates commitment to make India third largest economic superpower in his third term. Now the news in detail. An awareness and sensitization program on Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC, was held at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce, Kohima today. During the program, Commissioner and Secretary for Industries and Commerce, Kekrevor Kebichusa, emphasized that ONDC is an initiative by the Government of India with an aim to promote open networks for all aspects of exchange goods and services over digital network to enable local retail ecosystems to access and fulfill online demands and enhancing business efficiencies by reducing various cost overheads such as acquisition cost, digital presence cost and inventory cost across all businesses. Kebichusa stressed on logistics service providers which lacks in Nagaland, where some rural areas are left out, and that ONDC is expected to make e-commerce more inclusive and accessible for both buyers and sellers. He also mentioned that ONDC encourages local growth and help the local entrepreneurs in reaching out to local markets and encourage to participate in e-commerce, giving coverage to all businesses irrespective of size, location, digital quotient and other areas. Senior Vice President, Institutional and Government Banking, Yes Bank Limited, Ravi Roy said, Nagaland has lots to provide and it is the right time to jump into e-commerce, which will help the local entrepreneurs in reaching out locally made goods in the market. The program also witnessed a technical session from Bhuja Bajaj Bakaria, ONDC team TPIIT, Yagumba founder, Edible Solutions Private Limited, and Daniel Dome, System Manager, Post Office, Kohima, Nagaland. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. Union External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. Yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that changing names does not have an effect. He said Arunachal Pradesh was, is and always be a state of India. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has strongly condemned China's illegal standardized geographical names given to 30 places inside Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Rijiju said China has been making all baseless claims but that's not going to change the ground reality and the historical facts. He said Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable part of India and the people of Arunachal Pradesh are supremely patriotic Indians by all standards and definitions. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. He expressed confidence that while troops are standing firm, the ongoing talks for peaceful resolution will continue. Addressing the Army Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Singh lauded efforts of the Army and security forces on the western borders. He highlighted a stellar role played by the Army in guarding country's borders and fighting terrorism and providing assistance to the civil administration in hour of need. He said synergized operations in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are contributing to increased stability in the region and the same should continue. During the Army Conference, Indian Army's apex leadership deliberated upon all aspects of existing security scenarios, situation along the borders in the hinterland and current challenges for the present security apparatus. all the requisitioned vehicles under Wokhat district for the conduct of forthcoming Lok Sabha election have been asked to report at public ground Wokhat on 16th of this month from 10 a.m. onwards. Informing this, Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Wokhat, Ajit Kumar Ranjan, said failure to comply with the order would be liable for stringent action under Representative of People's Act 1951. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIA News Kohima. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has reiterated commitment to make India the third largest economic superpower in his third term. Addressing his first election rally in Uttarakhand for Lok Sabha polls at Rudrapur in Nainital, Utham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency, Modi spoke about the steps taken by the NDA government for the development of the state. He criticized Congress for opposing the grant of Indian citizenship through CAA. He accused Congress party of neglecting national interest. Modi stated that if BJP comes to power again, it would accelerate its efforts against corruption. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Pat is contesting from this seat against Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today when a joint team of CRPF, Gopra Battalion, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation in Kangalur area of Bijapur district in Bastar Division. The exchange of fire took place in the jungles of Lendra at around 6 a.m. IG of Bastar Range, Sundar Raj P, said that based on the basis of intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area, the joint team was on a search operation. So far, bodies of 9 Maoists have been recovered from the area. Apart from this, a light machine gun and a barrel grenade launcher, along with a large quantity of weapons and explosives, were also recovered from the spot. The Election Commission today appointed special observers in 6 states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The states are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Bihar, where the population is more than 7 crores, along with Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, where the simultaneous elections to the assemblies are to be held. The special observers have been entrusted with the crucial task of supervising the randomization of personnel, security forces and voting machines, thereby preventing any attempts to subvert the democratic process and ensuring a level playing field. They will also seek inputs and coordinate with regional heads and nodal officers of various agencies involved in monitoring activities. To commemorate World Oral Cancer Screening Month, a screening camp regarding the ill effects of tobacco for school-age children was held at Christian School and Government Primary School Bungro, Kifore, yesterday. The medical team of Bungro Community Health Centre, under the direction of CHC Medical Officer Dr. Veri Mero, organised the camp. Many students underwent oral cancer screening and received a minor dental procedure. The students also received oral health education in addition to the screening. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that northeast India will face enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm till the 7th of this month. The IMD said that light to moderate rain and snow will fall over western Himalayan region during the next 5 days. And now, Trendy News, hear the headlines again. Awareness and sensitization on open network for digital commerce held in Kohima. India condemns China for repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. Union Defence Minister Singh says disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. And senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reiterates commitment to make India third largest economic superpower in his third term. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.